PA, right.
We are going to take
a little bit longer, maybe. My name is Thomas, and I like to acknowledge that I'm here, and in this session there are two other Brazilians as well, Alexandre and Tom. And so I'm here not representing Brazilian community, I'm sharing my point of view, but for the questions, there are two other Brazilians that can help answering the perspective from inside the community. And there are many other Brazilians out there, and I'm happy with that. So compared to last year, one and then many, so I'm happy with that. I'll recap the history of the Brazilian chapter so that we can, you know, like from that, discuss more about that, but really fast. Last year, in 2008, we followed all the steps proposed by the chapters committee to form a chapter. And so we gathered the community, we draft the version of the bylaws, we translated it into English, and all that with a lot of support from the chapters committee. And then we approved it with the board of trustees. And by that time, Jimmy Wales came to Brazil, and we officially launched the Brazilian chapter without having a legal entity. And the discussion in our mailing list started to grow, and the discussion was around, like, do we really need a legal entity in order to do what we want to do and everything we need to do as a chapter? And the understanding of a chapter from our perspective, or at least what I can share from my perspective here, is really to be empowered and empower people to promote free knowledge and collaboration using Wikimedia projects. And so in order to do that, did we really need to go all the way through this whole bureaucratic process? And I said, not really. You know, like, maybe we see ourselves as a movement of a decentralized movement of autonomous volunteers that can go out there and promote free knowledge and collaboration. And so this year in 2009, we had this really clear, not really consensual, but clear understanding that we are this movement of volunteers that promote free knowledge and collaboration, and we wanted to be chapters. And we went to the chapters meeting, Alexandre and I, in Berlin in April this year, and we shared with the other chapters that, is this the way to go? Do we really need to go all this way to be a chapter? And it was really interesting to hear from to understand and hear the responses from people there during the chapters meeting. Not everybody could react to what we're suggesting by that time, but some were in favor, and I heard something that was really interesting to hear, like, yeah, that's great because you are waking the concept of chapters, and that's the way to go. Do not only follow because it's written there. Just, you know, be bold and try to come up with the right horse for the right course. I also heard, like, you know what, it does make sense, this kind of approach, like different horses, different colors, different structures. But in a way, maybe the growth of the movement of chapters, it's going to be so big that it will destabilize the structure that we have now, and we are, you know, like, stable, and we feel like secure, and we feel like empowered, and we don't want that. So these kind of approaches that were there, I mean, like, and I would like to go really briefly with you, like, what is the what, how we see the chapter there in Brazil, or chapter to be, or, you know, like, it's really hard to say if we are chapter to be, or not a chapter, but we are doing a lot of things that other chapters are doing, but the way you're doing, and the colors we choose to do that, we say, and we presented that in Berlin, instead of a legal entity, we are an open movement. We can certainly partner with other legal entities. And for this case, I'd like to share with you that Creative Commons has ported its license in more than 50 countries without creating one legal entity. So if lawyers didn't ask lawyers to create legal entity, why should Wikipedians ask Wikipedians to create legal entities in order to promote free knowledge and collaboration using Wikimedia projects? So that's a question there. And they use trademarks. Don't come up with the question like money or trademarks. They use trademarks. Creative Commons is a trademark. So here's one question. So we say instead of a legal entity, we are a movement. And we are much closer to the roots of Wikipedia and Wikipedia learnings. There are 5 points. The second one, instead of bylaws, we created a statement of principles. And so we are not really together because of a law, but we are together because we share principles and values, and we wrote that together. Based on the bylaws, yes, but because we believe that we share values and we share a common goal, and it made us stronger to be attached to a statement of principles, much stronger than being attached by a bylaw. The third thing is, instead of legal representatives, volunteers can be assigned by peers to specific tasks. And one example of that, in April, for the chapter's meeting, we were kindly invited by the chapter's organization, because by that time it wasn't clear that we were not a chapter. We made them confused, and now we are erased from every page, from Meta and everywhere. Brazilian chapter do not exist. We don't have a color there. And Carrie Beth suggests we should, let's go ahead with that. But anyway, and we got support from the chapter's committee, or chapter's meeting, or German chapter, in fact, to send somebody from Brazil to get a scholarship, to send somebody from Brazil. And if there was a consensus there on the mailing list with every, you know, like, member of the movement there in Brazil that agreed to be part of this, or to agree with the statement of principles, and somebody or some people volunteered, there was a discussion, and the one person was selected to go there and to have this funding to be part of it. So we don't need really this kind of legal representatives in order to be represented. It's a mistake that sometimes we do have in our minds. The fourth point is, the fourth point and the last one is, instead of internal finances, grants can go through partners, because action comes before material resources. And this is really important, and it's something that I'd like to thank Alexandre to bring it up and decide to put in our presentation there in Berlin, because this is a huge and important point. Action comes before material resources. A lot of what we can do without money, and we do because of many other stuff. We can do more things with money, that's for sure, but if we follow all the step-by-step of a chapter creation, the first one is gather the people, the second one is write the bylaws, so it's really legal way to go there. Then submit bylaws, the fourth one is register, everything bureaucratic. We are not talking about bureaucracy here, we are talking about a movement. And then the fifth step is get some money and then go. We can go without money, and in countries like Brazil, if we go only if we have money, then we cannot scale up, because in order to spread the free knowledge and collaboration using MediaWiki or Wikimedia projects, we have to go really low cost so that it can be replicated everywhere. So, I mean, like, this is our understanding. I don't know if it's questions now, but this is the thing I wanted to recap and share with you, only to discuss with that later on. I would like to
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
That's,